Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Hello, everyone. Mark VandenBosch. Back with you here after a week of building product fun, and we're back with you on the At Home Show here, 1450 WHTC, and thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week. You know, one of our focuses is really to share free information, but not only that, free helpful information with you in regards to the building industry, and today is nothing different from that. In fact, today we have a guest that has never been on the show, and I'm excited to have him join us. Don Popor has joined us all the way from northern Michigan.
Yeah,
to
Sheboygan,
no less.
Michigan.
Sheboygan, Michigan. So he has come down. And, he, you know, we're not doing this by phone. You are here in studio, in person. So thanks again for coming down.
Well, thanks for having me, Mark.
So here's the story. Don is a representative of a company called Fabrell. And Fabrell is a metal roof and wall system supplier. And they supply these systems to our industry. Don, why don't you give us a little bit of a background of your company and the footprint that you serve, and then we'll get more into some questions and comments that you know, we talked about it a little bit before the show, but also, you know, anticipating questions that our listeners have. And again, you can call in. 395-1450 is our number, 395-1450. So call in if you have any questions. So, yeah, Don, give us a little bit of background.
Fabrell has been in a nationwide company since 1964, servicing actually the entire United States. We've been servicing the state of Michigan since 1970. Zeeland Lumber has been one of our partners for at least 20 years. And we've been supplying the industry. We manufacture pole barn steel, standing seam roofs. We do cupolas. We make also copper spires and copper roofing. Just many products that and accessories that go along with all of that.
So, for the sake of the show today, and I think bulk of what we're going to talk about is just the increase in demand for steel and metal systems. You know, roof systems. I mean, we get calls every week that. From consumers that are saying, you know what, we have fiberglass shingles on our roof and we're looking to replace them. You know, we've seen a lot of metal roofs go up, and is that a relevant thing for us? And that's a conversation that we have. I'm sure you have those conversations all the time.
All the time. We've seen a huge increase in the market for residential roofing with steel. People are looking for maybe a little bit different look than maybe your normal shingles. Metal roofing has a whole different beauty to it. It lasts, you know, for a lifetime or more. Metal roofing has been around for 200 plus years, driving around this market of Michigan and even down in Zeeland, Holland, you'll see some old buildings or farms that have metal roofing on it that have been up there for 80 or 90, 100 years.
All right, so let's continue talking about metal roofing, right? And in my mind, our listeners might be thinking, okay, metal roofing for a residential home. It might be metal roofing for a pole barn that they're building or have built. And also you see a lot on commercial.
Right.
So, but for the sake of this show, I think we want to focus on the residential aspect of it. Let's talk about putting a metal roof on a home, right? So let's play this out a little bit, Don.
Sure.
I mean, there's many questions that come to mind when thinking about putting a metal roof on a home. You know, one that's being built, maybe. Maybe the homeowners are considering putting a metal roof on their home. Or maybe they have an existing home and they're looking to replace their roofing. Is metal roofing a relevant product out there for them?
Oh, absolutely. We can put metal as accents on the home. We can put it on the entire home. We can do sidewall metal. What's becoming popular is the corrugated type metal in a plain galvanized look. That means it's zinc coated, shiny, silvery look to it.
Right, you know, you see some of that in inside, you know, for bars or islands or that type
yep.
of thing. Now let's concentrate, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. I would like to explore this whole roof concept, and a question that comes to mind immediately for me is when considering putting a metal roof on, and let's consider it for a home, is that going to be too loud? That would be the first question that would come to my mind.
Yeah, and that question comes up a lot. It's pretty much it is a myth. We've done plenty of sound testing, decibel testing, so to speak. And as one lady customer had said to me, metal sings and shingles thud.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good, and asked if I could use that.
So you're saying this is an urban legend?
It is. Okay. It is. You know, with all the insulation that people are putting in their homes, the drywall, the roof boards, the underlayments, that all takes away from that sound.
Well, and you know, the product really is prevalent in barn situations, and sometimes, and a lot of the barns just are open to the rafters.
Correct, and you will get a lot of noise at that moment, unless you put different types of products underneath the steel to deaden
thanks.
The sound.
Thanks for joining us on the At Home Show today. You are listening to Mark Vandenbosch talk with Don Papora about metal roofing as well as metal wall systems. We're kind of in the midst of the roof system. And a question that I posed was, is it a noisy product? And really, in a residential application, it's not going to give you a big difference from having just residential shingles. The next question that I have is, when you have an existing home and I'm thinking about putting a metal roof on, can I simply go over my one layer of shingles that's on my roof today?
Well, you should not. And the reason being is that metal expands and contracts an eighth of an inch and 18 feet. So if you leave the shingles on, you put the steel over top of it, you have like a sanding effect. And so what will happen is you'll sand the paint off the bottom, and it will rust from the inside out, and you'll have issues in probably 15, maybe 20 years. But you should put either strip the roof completely and put in an underlayment, and then put the metal roofing over top of that. And or if you really want to keep the shingles on, you should then strip it with a 1x4 or 2x4 purlin, and then put your metal roof over top of that.
Now, when I do that, is it proper to install that product with a nail? Or are you suggesting that screws are the way to go in today's world?
Yeah, the nails are falling to the wayside, and the screws are definitely more prevalent, and we found that they work much better than putting nails in.
We're going to talk about stuff like color. You know, there's many colors that are available, as well as warranty. You had mentioned that in some cases the rust will come from the bottom if you go right over top of shingles. We want to understand that a little bit more. We're going to do that after the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to At Home with Mark Vandenbosch on 1450 WHTC. If you have a question for Mark or his guest, call now at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. Welcome back to 1450 WHTC's At Home program. Chance for you to learn more about fixing your home with Mark Vandenbosch. Call him now at 395-1450.
Welcome back to the At Home Show here on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Your host, Mark Vandenbosch, with you, along with Don Papora from Fubrell. And it's been a good show so far, Don. Thanks
yes,
again for joining us. I mean, long drive down, 3 hours, right?
Three and a half, four.
So thanks again for coming down. You know, I had a text during the break from Steve. Steve said, if you put felt down over shingles, can you put steel over without stripping the shingles? Well, you know, what's your perspective on that, Don?
Well, it will help guard against that sanding effect, as I had stated earlier, for a period of time. But at some point, even the felt will wear out because, you know, the diaphragm of the building, buildings are always moving. And then you have the steel moving at a different rate. So now you have gyrations going on, so to speak, and it will wear through the felt, and you'll have issues. You might postpone it for a period of time, but it is just much better to do it right the first time and strip the roof, put your felt down, and or synthetic underlayments down, and put the roof over top of that. And plus, when putting metal over top of shingles and or a felt, then the metal will, the shingles underneath will telegraph through to where you will see little bumps and bruises and humps through the roof caused by the shingles when gravity takes effect on the steel.
Yeah, that's actually a good comment on that. It does end up telegraphing. Now, what about the purlins? I know you had mentioned that before the break, but if Steve was thinking, well, I really don't want to tear that off, is it such that putting down 1x4 pine underneath it as purlins, was that an acceptable solution?
That's a very acceptable solution. You on the pole barn steel, it's you don't get any of the telegraphing through. You might get some when the frost comes, the two by fours are at, you'll see the
okay
where the frost isn't, and you'll get those lines across there like you might see on shingles with trusses. The purlins are a better idea because you just won't get that the telegraphing of those minor bumps that you have in shingles.
Right now, as far as longevity, and you kind of touched upon it a little bit with the answer there, but longevity of the steel, and again, for the purposes of this question, let's stick with a roofing metal, a roofing steel, right?
Okay.
What is the warranty and how what's involved with that? And
sure.
Also, you know, along those lines, where would a client want to consider different gauges of steel?
Okay. Well, when using on the roof, we'll go over warranties. Warranty is on our steel, and it's on our standing seam and our Grand Rib 3 pole barn steel. The warranty is lifetime on film integrity. And what that means is the paint sticking to the steel. Is it going to flake off? Is it going to peel off, crack off? Because whenever you bend steel with paint on it, as it goes through our roll former to give it its configuration, you're causing microscopic cracking to the paint already. And what our process involves heating the coil up prior to going through the former, and making the paint flexible, and then allowing it to form with the steel. So with that being said, the warranty has a lifetime film integrity warranty. It has a 30 years on fade and chalk. So everything fades and chalks. Everything that's painted fades and chalks, and we all know that. Look at some of our cars that are 40, 50 years old. So we're saying that we're going to allow so many units of fade and chalk to happen within a 30-year period of time, which is covered under our warranty. The next part of it is edge rust. We have a 10-year edge rust warranty, and it is going to edge rust, but we're saying it's only going to edge rust in a 10-year period, no more than 1/4 inch. And so that's about the extent of the, without getting into real technical stuff on the warranty.
Right now, in as far as colors of roof metal is concerned, I'm sure you have a plethora of colors available.
Absolutely. We have, with our standing seam product, we have 10 different colors available, and then with our Grand Rib 3 pole barn siding, it's 20 colors.
Do you have a copper color involved with that?
We do. We do have a bright copper penny color, it's called. And we get a few sales out of that, and we also actually have...
That's great. Dine, we're going to go to a call real
fantastic.
Quick here before the break. You are live on the At Home Show.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Randy?
Pretty good.
Good.
Do they have anything for flat roofs?
How flat is it?
It's commercial buildings, pretty flat.
Okay. 1/12 or a half 12? Any pitch at it to it at all? I would have to assume that it would.
Probably half 12.
A half 12? recommended would be a rubber roof on a
yeah,
half 12.
Yeah, it's on there now, but...
Yeah, we have several different products that would work on a 112 would be the lowest that we would want to go with metal roofing, and that would be our SSR 150 and another product called Mighty Rib. The SSR 150 is a standing seam roofing product, and then the Mighty Rib is a exposed fastener product. Does that answer your question?
Since I don't know the terms that you're talking about, not really. But,
okay, I'm sorry.
You have that information, Mark?
Yeah, we sure do. We sure do. And Fabral has a website called, I think it's just Fabral.com, Fabral.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Excellent.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening, Randy, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Randy.
We got to go to a break, but we will be right back. Stay with us.
If you have a question for Mark and his guest, call now at 395-1450 at home on 1450 WHTC. We'll return after this break on 1450 WHTC. WHTC Holland's hometown station welcomes you back to At Home with Mark VandenBosch. You can call Mark now at 395-1450.
Welcome back to the final segment of today's At Home show. Thanks again for listening, not only today, but each and every week. We've had a great show today, Don, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Thank you.
Been good. We've had some activity, some calls, some texts, and feel free to do so in our brief time left. You know, during the break, we were talking a little bit about the fact that when you drive around and you look at metal roofs, you notice that lengthwise, they are pretty much seamless. How does that work for you in the factory? Do you guys actually cut the product to length and even to the lineal inch?
Yes, we will manufacture and ship up to 54 feet long. That's a long sheet. You'll want us probably to deliver it to the job site, because our tractor trailers are quite long, and so we have to make sure that we have access to the job site. I should say that, we will cut sheets to the length up to the quarter inch. So if you need something 39 feet 1 1/4 inch, we can do that.
Oh, right on. Now, if there are situations on site where the homeowner or builder needs to cut the product, how do you recommend doing that? Is that just reversing the saw blade?
No.
Okay.
That is not
an old myth, too. Or
it happens.
You ripped the mic away from my face when I said that.
It happens way too often, Mark. The preferred method is to do it with a snips, hand shear, and or a nibbler. And a hand shear is really just it's a powered hand snip is what it is. What happens when you cut it with a saw blade is those filings can get caught in the wind, and they can travel hundreds of feet, and then those hot filings land on the outside of the paint, and then they'll rust. And just the filing will rust. And then usually I get calls and people want me to come out and take a look at their building that's rusting. And I'll come over there with a wet pad and I'll wash it off. And that's really all you have to do. But it's not a good way to cut steel with a saw blade.
So you really have to be sensitive to how you cut it.
Yep, exactly.
It's just like, you know, you have to be sensitive to the environment and the application of your product in terms of where it's being installed. You know, we talk about that for windows and for decking and for siding. And before the break, Randy's question about a low slope application. Really, the product is meant to be put on
a pitched roof. And there's select products that will go down to a 112 pitch. And then there are other products that the lowest it will go is to a 312. Typically, that's about the lowest that we'll want to go, either the 112 or a 312.
Now, last week we talked a little bit about windows. For those of you who listened last week, one of the topics of conversation was condensation. Now, you have a product that actually can solve a problem in terms of condensation.
Yes, it's a really cool product. It's called Condensation Stop, and what it is, it's a rubber based fabric which has a fleece product on the outside, it has a very tight adhesive on the inside, and then when it meets with the coil of steel as it's going through our roll former, which puts all the configurations or corrugations into the steel, it's pressing the fabric into the steel, and once it's put on the roof, it actually absorbs condensation from inside the building. So it's kind of like a pop can. You get cold air meeting warm air in
right
between the two sheets. Something's going to gain moisture.
So this product is actually integrated into the steel at the point of roll forming it.
That's correct. Yep, it's adhered to with a very high tense glue lamination process. And what the product does is it takes the moist air or the water droplets that might be in the air or condensation, and it absorbs it into this fabric. And it will absorb 2.5 gallons of water within 100 square feet. That's a lot of water.
It sure is.
And what does it do with the water? We have to have a good ventilation system, like any building should. And that means good ventilation at the eave to allow air in, and a good ventilation system on the ridge to let the moist air out. And so it will... the air will dissipate or take the water out of the fabric or dry it out, so to speak, and dissipate it through the ridge vent.
That's awesome. Condensstop is what it's called.
Condensstop.
Okay, and that's available right now from your firm.
Absolutely, in all 20 colors of our steel.
You know, before we close up shop here, what's a practical application for that? Why would people be concerned about that?
Well, you get a lot of water that drips on your classic cars or maybe
right
your boats or maybe your farm implements or on your children that might be playing within the building.
Right inside the barn. That is a really cool product. And, you know, Fabrella is a great manufacturer, great partner of ours at Zeeland Lumber and Supply. And thanks for coming on the show, Don.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
We're definitely going to have you back. This isn't a one-and-done scenario. So.
Absolutely.
And thanks again to all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week to the At Home Show. Have a safe and happy weekend, everyone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark VandenBosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.